This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The Egyptian army has given the country's Islamist president until tomorrow to reach an agreement with his opponents. Otherwise, the army will step in with its own plan for the country. That ultimatum suggests a potential coup against President Mohamed Morsi, though the military denies it. Still, news of a possible coup is actually being welcomed by many Egyptians. They turned out by the hundreds of thousands again last night, calling for the president to step down. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson in Cairo looks at the prospect of the military taking control again.
Anti-Morsi protesters in front of the main presidential palace cheered as an Egyptian army helicopter flew over the crowd. One was government worker Riham Shirazi, who came to the demonstration with her husband and son. She said she's happy the generals issued the ultimatum.
I don't want them to rule the Egypt, but I want them to be beside us, to be sure that everything will be safe and good on the long run.
Five more helicopters flew over Tahrir Square carrying giant Egyptian flags, punctuating the military's claim that it stands with the Egyptian people. In a statement read yesterday on Egyptian state TV, the armed forces praised the protesters and said the world was in awe of what they were doing. The military added it was giving Morsi and his opponents 48 hours to reach a deal. Otherwise, the generals said they will have no choice but to step in with a roadmap to govern Egypt. Then, in a follow-up message on Facebook, the military denied it was staging a coup. It said its only goal is to protect the will of the Egyptian people. Reached by phone, retired Army General Sami Saif al-Yazil predicts Egyptian military leaders will move up presidential elections now scheduled for 2016 and possibly set up a committee of mostly civilian members to run the country in the interim.
The military will not interfere in the political life of Egypt, as well as they will not rule the country. This is number one. Number two, that the national security is in the top of their list, and they will do everything in order to put the national security in order.
But the statement sounds ominous to activists like Heba Morayef of Human Rights Watch. She recalls how the generals formed a Supreme Council of the Armed Forces, or SCAF, to rule Egypt after forcing Hosni Mubarak out 2.5 years ago.
In the year when SCAF was in power in Egypt, we saw some of the most horrific human rights abuses we'd seen in years in Egypt.
She's referring to Egyptian soldiers' use of lethal force at many protests, the closed-door trials and imprisonment of the military's critics, and other strong-arm tactics the generals used to try and shore up their control.
Some people are arguing that the military's learned its lesson, that we won't see a repeat of 2011, that they lost too much in terms of their image in the eyes of the Egyptian people. And that may be true, but we haven't heard a lot of caution or a lot of opposition to the military on the streets, and that worries me because I think people need to remain vigilant.
Morsi's camp is also suspicious of the military's intentions. While he didn't address the ultimatum, his office in a Facebook message warned the military statement may cause, quote, confusion in an already shaky national scene. One of his presidential advisors also told NPR that if there were a coup, he doesn't think it could happen without the tacit approval of the United States. American officials, meanwhile, say they are closely monitoring events here. President Obama called Morsi last night to encourage him to be responsive to his opponent's concerns. During a visit to Tanzania yesterday, Mr. Obama said that democracy in Egypt is about more than elections.
It's also about how are you working with an opposition? How do you treat dissenting voices? How do you treat minority groups? And what is clear right now is that although Mr. Morsi was elected democratically, there's more work to be done to create the conditions in which everybody feels that their voices are heard and that the government is responsive and truly representative.
Much of Morsi's cabinet agreed. Five of his ministers quit yesterday, and his foreign minister submitted his resignation overnight over the president's handling of the crisis. Even so, it's pretty clear the Egyptian president won't go without a fight. His supporters, many of who are armed, point out that Morsi has a public mandate, having won the first free and fair presidential election in Egypt's history. Some also view the attempts to oust him as an assault against Islam. Recent clashes between pro- and anti-Morsi protesters have already claimed dozens of lives. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.